Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, the dog days of August bring us some of the hottest temperatures of the year. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples with us to talk about how we can deal with this stifling summer heat.
August can be brutal in Texas with the record high temperatures and often with readings above 100 degrees. So if you're outdoors, whether it's in an agriculture or construction situation, or whether you're just having fun with your family, I think you need to be aware of the extreme heat and the dangers that it can present.
How can we beat the heat?
One of the most important ways to stay safe in extreme temperatures is to keep your body hydrated. Drink plenty of water, regardless of whether you feel thirsty. It's also helpful to wear light, loose-fitting clothing. You'll want to take time for rest breaks to keep up your energy. Lastly, if you're working outside, stick with a partner so you can keep an eye on one another. I'm thinking about my days hauling hay in East Texas. It was brutal, and we drank constantly just so we could continue our work.
So who's most vulnerable to this heat?
Well, I guess we're really all vulnerable when it gets hot, but we know that young children, outdoor workers, and older adults can particularly be at high risk. Children can produce much more heat than we do as adults, and sometimes it can be harder for them to cool down. So we've got to keep an eye out for our young Texans. Seniors can also be less able to adjust and to respond to heat exposure. So we have to also keep a watchful eye on Texas seniors. Stay cool, stay safe in the August summer heat.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.